Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to the hour 8. Wednesday Live, the name of the show. Thank you so much to Johan Els. Thank you for something else. What a joyride. He's back with us tomorrow morning, man, to take care of business as he knows best how. Enjoy your evening, Johan. And pass our regards to Louise. And then, of course, we are together. We are going to be touching base with Professor Samuel Kabamba and, of course, also Karabo Mraka. We are going to be chatting and talking. This is your talk show, man. Participate just as much as you want on the topic. You know, stick to the topic. It would be nice to do so. Just stick to the topic. I know you know everyone, but stick to the topic. And let's help one another as the Spirit of the Father guides. Now, there's a song that I haven't played in quite a long time. And this is one of those songs, man, that I think you will enjoy. I like the way it starts with the drum, a bit of it. The music of Olita Adams. And she says, come, walk with me.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Beautiful song there, beautiful song. Come and walk with me, the music of Olita Adams. We trust, we believe the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends, you and I are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. Wednesday Live, the name of the show. I have the guests on the line. Let me start with Muruti Karabo Mraka. Greetings to you, Muruti. Welcome to the show, sir. Good evening.
Good evening, my brother. And good evening to Prof. Kabamba. Good evening to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. And yeah, thank you for welcoming us to the program, my brother. And we greet in the mighty name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
I trust your well, sir.
Very well indeed, and yeah. I hope you are as well. It is the grace.
It is the grace. It is the grace. Hey, yeah, the grace. Kikwetsa fela. Hey, banna. The grace. And we also have Pastor Samuel Kabamba is on the line all the way from the Bale Park. Greetings to you. Muruti, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much, and greetings to you, Muruti Re and Muruti Muraka, and thank you very much for having us again tonight. We are so blessed, and I would like to say a big thank you to Radio Pulpit, and also welcome all our listeners today, that you may have a wonderful time in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I trust you're well, sir.
I'm fine. It's a bit cold today, but I'm fine.
Yeah, it's a bit cold. Hey, it's a bit cold.
Yeah.
I know you don't like the cold that much.
This cold of these days, it's not good.
It's not. Tonight, we are talking about the truth misunderstood. Mm-hmm. The truth misunderstood. In other words, some of the misconceptions that we had formulated in our interpretations of the word of the Father, the truth. and how these have permeated through generations and have become somewhat absolute. And to a greater degree, these have also become acceptables. You know, they basically have become theological persuasives. And the extent to which we are doing nothing about it, and how the erosion of rightfully dividing the word of truth seems to be something that is easily disregarded. We're looking into that, the very fact of it, and what the word says, the deliberations of misunderstanding the truth, you know, what is the intended action when this occurs, and who is actually working towards this. We're talking about that. And let's look at John chapter 2, verses 20. Says, then the Jews said, it has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you will raise it up in 3 days. But he was speaking of the temple of his body. Therefore, when he had risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this to them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Yahusha had said. What did he say? Destroy this temple, verse 19. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it. Look at the interpretation. It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you will raise it up in 3 days. I'm just highlighting, G, the misunderstandings that are there, which we take for granted. They're also what we call mission statements of ministries, which do not deliberate on the truth per se, but on the very ministry or that which it had become, maybe an NPO, NGO. We see that much of the time. Now, again, the story of Nicodemus in John chapter 3, verses 4. Let me just read it from verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Now, when they say there was a man of the Pharisees, it means this was equivalent to the nobility of England. It was a noble man amongst the nobilities, the man of the Pharisees, which means he was a leader and a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Yahusha by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from Yahuwah, for no one can do these signs that you do unless Yahuwah is with him. The Messiah answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of Yahuwah. Nicodemus, check the interpretation. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he's old? Now, this is a Pharisee, a man of the Pharisee, which means a man of high stature in education also. He was educated, a politician. Now, it says, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Yahusha answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of Yahuwah. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said, how can these things be? Yahushua says, are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? The interpretations, Jay. I'm just looking at these interpretations. I'm just looking at these interpretations. Now, this is one of those things that we really need to look into. Amazingly so. There's quite a lot. There is quite a lot with regards to this. Now, check out John chapter 6, verses 52. Let's check it. 6:52. It says, and here, Yahusha is rejected by his own. The Jews therefore quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Okay, let's go to what he says first. He says in verse 47, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life." There comes a problem, eh? He says, "I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven." Now, he says he's the living manna. And he says, "If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of this world." Ah, there comes confusion. Check out how these intellectuals are interpreting. The Jews, therefore, quarreled amongst themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Then Yahusha said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats of this bread will live forever." These things he said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard this, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can understand it?" When Yahusha knew in himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, "Does this offend you?" The rest is history. Man, I can speak of many misunderstandings of truth as I can. There's quite a lot with regards to this. The misunderstanding of truth when it comes to the grace, when it comes to the law. Hey, the misunderstandings of truth when it comes to women, when it comes to men in ministry. There is just quite a lot. The misunderstandings of truth when it comes to apparel. There is quite a lot with regards to this. So we are talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you good.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit, coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good. Gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends. Muruti Muraka, let me start with you, Mehrotman. Let me start with you, Khrote. Now, if you can just maybe highlight for us, what is this phenomena unfolding to? What is it all about? The misunderstanding of truth, its deliberations, intentions, and the manner in which it operates, modus operandi, and the effects that it has upon what we call the ministries of saints these days. Ready?
Yeah, thank you very much, my brother. You have chosen a very difficult topic today because it goes just right at the it is confrontational to the natural human thinking.
Mm.
If one has been following you as you introduced the topic, all these people, when the Messiah was speaking to them, they were still stuck in the natural order of things, not realizing that he is speaking of the fresh order that he is revealing, which he was sent by the Father to unveil. There is something in John chapter 6 where when the people came to the other side where he had gone with his disciples, he fed them on this side, multiplying bread for them, and then he and the disciples went to the other side of the lake of the Sea of Galilee, but they didn't go at the same time. He went up a mountain to pray, and then he ordered them to get into a boat, and they went with the boat on the lake. And most of the people had seen that he had gone on the mountain. So they didn't see him come down and walk upon the waters to go and help the disciples who were in the midst of a storm. And so when they got to the other side the following day, they found him there and they were asking him, when did you come this side?
Hmm.
And he said something very important to them. He said in John chapter 6, verse 26, most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the sign, but because you ate the loaves and were satisfied.
Hmm.
You see, they were still stuck in the natural systems, the physical things which are of the aged order. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, he who is in Christ is a fresh creation. And then it says, behold, the aged things have passed and the fresh have come.
Mm.
Now, the coming of the Messiah was actually to make things fresh.
Yeah.
In other words, to bring to a closure. All these physical things that were carried out by the sons of Adam, because they had already failed, and destiny for them was the lake of fire.
Mm.
But when he came to fulfill the word which had been spoken, the word that had come out of the mouth of the Father, and thereby become the truth himself to everyone. That's why he could say, I am the truth, because the word of God is the truth, is the true reality. Now, this and even today, human beings are still stuck in the aged, old cage of the destiny of humanity because of sin.
Mm.
But Christ came to open the door now to truth. And of course, that which is introducing is of the spirit, not of the flesh.
Mm.
And it's therefore parallel to what our experiences are about the things of the flesh. That is why when he says to them, dismantle this temple, immediately their minds go to the physical temple. Now, these things which are physical, the Father meant them to be a tools that were teaching us of the truth.
Mm.
Tools that were pointing to the reality.
Yeah.
Now, when he was saying, dismantle this or destroy this temple, he was not talking of the picture. He was talking of the real thing. What is the real thing? It's his body.
Mm.
But they missed it. That's why they were not wrong. That temple took 46 years, Herod refurbishing it.
Yeah.
But actually, they were totally, totally misunderstanding the message from the Father.
Mm.
Because the Father is saying, move away from the copies. Move away from the shadows. Move away from the images. They have served their purpose.
Mm.
Look to the substance. The substance is Yeshua HaMashiach because it's the word which is truth.
Mm.
He goes again where you read, talking about the manna. The manna was real. Touchable. They ate it. They smelled it.
Yeah.
But it was a copy. It was a shadow. The manna was telling us about the true food that would come. And what is that true food? Is, as the Messiah himself has said, eat of my flesh, drink of my blood. And then in verse 63 of that John chapter 6, when they were thinking, hey, this man is making us a cannibal, he says to them, the flesh profits nothing. It is the spirit which gives life. The spoken words that I articulated to you are spirit and life. What is he actually saying? He's saying the truth is this. All the words which I spoke to you in my flesh while I was walking here on earth, those are spirit. Take those words because that's where the life is. Eat those words. Drink those words because my words are spirit. That is the true reality. Because Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 says this. The word of God is alive and active. And I stop there. My brothers, when we are watching the news on TV, when we are reading newspapers, when we are reading dissertations, theories, they are dead. They are feeding humanity, which is defunct. And those words are dead. But the words of the Messiah, the one who was the last Adam. In other words, closing the door on all natural and carnal things and opening the door post-resurrection to the true realities, which are now the words which he spoke while you are still here. They are actually the spirit which takes us across into the true reality. So that when we obey those words and do those words, we understand what the Father wants us to understand at that moment. And let me summarize it this way again, my brother.
Mm.
In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, the Bible says, after Paul had said we must pray, talking about the different types of prayer, he says in verse 4, this is acceptable with the Elohim, our Savior, for he wants all human beings to be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. Now, this is the reality. Christ came to save humanity, human beings, out of the ship of destruction.
Mm.
Saved out of that. And while we are still walking here and there are still still others on that ship of destruction, while we are still walking here, if we have accepted and put our trust on Yeshua HaMashiach, what happens is we now get exposed to the truth.
Mm.
And we have to grow. We have to grow in our knowledge of the truth. It starts like we are babies. We grow into teenage equivalent of in the spirit until we come to the adulthood in the spirit concerning our knowledge of the truth. That's why he says he wants human beings first to be saved, then come to the full knowledge of the truth, where now we are declared sons of God, and the revelation of the sons of God will come. It is so important to really realize, all of us realizing that we misunderstand truth when we stop at what we have learned today and take it as though it is the all and be all. We should continue to be led by the Spirit, feeding on the way to grow in the truth, and we will not misunderstand the truth. And you said it in your opening statement about the theological positions that I'm in. It's because we come to a certain knowledge and then we stop there as if it is a be-all and end-all. We should continue to grow in the truth. And the truth is in Christ. The truth is in the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit.
Mm, I hear you quite well. We are talking about the truth misunderstood. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. What are some of the things with regards to the truth? And you see quite a lot of misunderstanding on, you know. Some of the things are the truth, and you see quite a lot of misunderstanding being brought on. We're talking about that. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note also there.
Did you know you can listen to your favorite programs whenever you want? Check out our podcasts. Listen to your best love presenters anytime, anyplace. No need to miss out on your favorite programming. It's just a click away. Go to our website at radiopulpit.co.za and click on our podcast page for a variety of content at your fingertips. Yes, Radio Pulpit is still your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring 24 hours a day.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit caring 24 hours a day. And of course, we trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, man. It's happening throughout up to the hour 8, Wednesday live, the name of the show. Pastor Sam, let me bring this to you. You know,
yes,
the aspect of misunderstanding the truth is something that has been, it's an, you know, age-old phenomena, you know, and a trickery that the devil has been bringing through and through, you know, to really cause, you know, many to depart from the faith, you know. Now,
yes,
the aspect of misunderstanding the truth is also there. You know, look, when Christ says, "For I was hungry and you did not give me food, I was thirsty and you did not give me drink, I was a stranger and you did not take me in, I was naked, you did not clothe me, I was sick, you didn't visit me, I was in prison, you didn't come to me." Many people started to say, but when were you there? This is a misunderstanding of what Christ stands for and the works of services that Christ was actually talking about. We see a misunderstanding. I'm just saying this is age old. And then now the aspect also of love, the aspect of temptations, you know, here is another one that is really, really misunderstood. It says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. And there's a semicolon.
Mm-hmm.
Much of the times, many people are saying, you know, that which came to me is above what can be comprehended. And it is why I gave in, you know, it was above me. That's a misunderstanding of Scripture. And those who preach basically say, oh, no, the Father understands. He knows beforehand that you would do that. So he has forgiven you ahead. Don't need to pray even about that. You're forgiven, saint. What comes to mind, Professor?
Yeah, thank you very much for this point. And thank you to what Muruti Muraka said. You know, when it comes to the misunderstanding of the truth, you know, you've mentioned quite a few things that need to be considered. You know, that's where we, because of this misunderstanding, we have a lot of interpretations of the Bible or interpretation of the Word of God. And I've come to a place of being careful and say to myself that the reason why God created us with the brain or to have a mind or to have the intellect. And also the reason why Paul says in the book of Romans, says that we need to renew our mind and be able to comprehend the will of God and so on and so forth. Now, I've come to understand most of the time what happens is, I mean, the confusion comes when people want to come up with the word that we hear often, the word revelation. People want to use that word revelation so that, you know, when you say I've been revealed or I got a revelation, there's no way that you can dispute that because you're not part of it.
Yeah,
you tend to say, yeah, he got the revelation, but what can I do? You know, and then you're stuck on that. And that way, there is a lot of misconception and misunderstanding. And that way, also, a lot of things have been introduced into the Word of God.
Mm.
Because the truth is, today I was speaking to somebody who said, if God or the Father, if the Father wanted us to know this Word, to know His Word spiritually, or I don't think that He should have made it be written down. He should have made us to be wandering in the spiritual world to understand His Word. The mere fact that He has put it in writing is because it is because of us reading. We need to read it. It's by reading and using the brain that He has given us and the mind that's given us in order to understand His Word. And there's one thing that I've come to also understand, that the Word of the Father interprets itself. We don't interpret the Word per se, but it interprets itself. The moment people start interpreting it or try to interpret the Word, that's where the problem comes, because everyone will want to put a meaning to it. You know, today we have a lot of denomination. We've spoken about this. We have a lot of denomination. Why? Because everyone has come up with its own understanding. This is the way I understand the Word. Then I start my own thing. This is the way, I mean, according to me, this is the way things have to be. But while the truth of the matter is, there's no such a thing like this is my understanding. The Word of the Father is to be understood the same way. I know here people say, what, why? Why is it? Yeah, because the truth is the truth. Why are you going to say, if it says blue, everyone must know it's blue? I mean, it cannot be blue and you say it's red and that one says, I mean, it's a multi color. No, if it's blue, it's blue. That's the truth. The truth remains the truth. And then for us to run with the truth, we need to come to know the truth the way it is, not by trying to come up with our own understanding, our own way of trying to make it be real to us. That's where now that word revelation comes in. And that's the problem. When people start not trying to understand things according to themselves, that way now we start coming up with things. You know, when Jesus Christ spoke about, example, I was sick, you did not come to visit me, I was this. No, when he was speaking about that, you know, somebody would say, oh, gee, when was Jesus Christ sick? But then he had not to tell them, whenever you don't do this to one of these little people that you see, you live with, you are doing it to me. You know, he interpreted the word. He made it clear, because somebody could say, okay, fine, let me keep it on a revelation level. Somebody could say, no, let me not go down, let me keep it on a revelation level. And say, you know, when he said that he was sick, he did not come to see me, because at this time, you know, one come up with a at this time, he must be sick up there. No, he's crying. That's why we are doing things, evil things. He's crying up there. I mean, he's sick. No, it's not that. He was talking about whatever you do it to any of these people. If you do it, you are doing it to himself. Now, there's one scripture that I want us to touch as well as we're speaking about how we can misunderstand the truth. Jesus Christ is speaking in the book of John 10. He started with the scripture, you know, the way he started. He said, you're speaking about the good shepherd. He said, I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you, he who does not enter by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, elsewhere from some other quarters, is a thief and a robber.
Yeah.
And he continued by saying that he who enters by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. And everyone who was listening to him could say, is him who entered by the door. But now, in all this, he was telling them something, but they did not pick up. It says, when he got to verse 7, he says, now I want to tell you what I was talking about. Mm. I was not talking about a door that I must enter. Because if it's the door that I must enter, that means somebody else can also enter on that door.
Yeah.
But I was speaking about myself. I am the door.
Mm.
It means if, as I am the door, no one else can enter by this door if it's not myself, because I am the door. And the other people can enter here are only my sheep. Yeah. It's only my sheep who can enter. It's only my sheep who can come in and find pasture. It's only my sheep who can come in and be saved. Because the rest cannot, because if they come, they'll be exposed. And somebody will say, you know, when the Bible says, in the sheepfold, you can find the wolves and all this, you know, people can come up with, that means in the church of Jesus Christ, you can find the wolves there doing their own things. No. He was telling you that in your own gathering, somehow, the wolves can do whatever they want because they will disguise themselves. But as far as I am concerned, me as the door, the wolves cannot even enter because he will want to find the door. He will want to jump by the other way, but there's not any other way because the door is me.
Mm.
If he want to enter by me, he will be exposed. In other words, he want to tell us, you know, we always hear these days, I don't know how these things go. You'll hear people, no, let's pray to God for him to open doors. Then I always sit and say, okay, what doors are you asking? To open what doors do you want God to open? Himself is the door. Which door do you want him to open for you? If you enter by him, he said, if you enter by me, you shall be saved. If you come up to me, you shall find pasture. But then which other door are we looking for?
Mm.
You see, now, these are kind of interpretation. People want to interpret, say, no, you know what? There are doors of salvation, blessings, doors of this. We want just to name things that are not supposed to be named. Or those of success, those of promotion, those of this. No, there's no such a thing. There's only one door. The only door that we need is Christ. Now, if Christ could keep this story of him being the good shepherd by saying there's a door where people must enter, and there was also, another way people can climb, if he could keep that way, you know, people would say, it might be true that we have doors. The enemy can also use other doors to enter. But when you say, this is my sheepfold, my sheepfold remains my sheepfold. Nobody else can access to my sheepfold if not through me. But by coming through me, he has to be, if it's my son, he will find his way. If it's not my son, he will be exposed. That's the bottom line. Now, he's trying to put a truth that is written, but, you know, somebody can just say, I'm going to just stop from verse 1, verse 2, and stop there. Yeah, it's okay. But Christ says, while he was speaking to them, he realized that these people could not understand. He said, Jesus now said again, I assure you, more solemnly, I tell you that myself, I am the door of the sheep.
Mm.
And it says, and others who came as such before me are thieves and robbers, because they claimed to be the door, but they were not. But the true sheep did not listen to and obey them. And verse 9 says, I am the door. Anyone who enters through me will be saved, will live. And he who come in and he will go out freely and will find pasture. We're talking about the truth here. You see that in Christ, normally, because, you know, you know, I know our brain sometimes is very limited, and we want to reason on behalf of Christ. You know, we want to say, no, can things work this way? I mean, can somebody who is in Christ, can he be free truly? Or there must be some few things that are not really working. And today we are seeing that. Some people will tell you, like, what Jesus Christ did on the cross was not enough. They'll tell you, no. When you say it is finished, no, you only finish some parts, but not everything. That means you still have to fight for yourself. But I say, okay, if I have to fight for myself, why did he come to save me in the first place? Because I was doing my own things, I was fine. Things work today, they don't work tomorrow, I'm okay. And I'm stuck here, I'm stuck there, I'm fine. And I mean, but he came to save me. But then after he saved me, then he's telling me, hey, Samuel, you need to fight for yourself. Oh, why did you save me? You should have left me doing my own things because I was used to that. That's why I found that, you know, when you start now reasoning in terms of, did Jesus Christ do everything? Did he accomplish everything? When you start reasoning that way now our minds start now becoming, I mean, narrow. We don't comprehend the truth of God. But the truth has nothing to do with us trying to reason or trying to make it the way we want it to be. The truth is the truth. We have to abide to it, not trying to make it be what we want. And I'm going to stop on one truth here that I think I mentioned last Wednesday. Last Wednesday, I said something that I was following somebody, and that someone says that the garden was in Eden, according to that lady. She's a pastor. I respect, a calling.
Yeah.
He said, the garden was in Eden. Eden was not on earth. Eden was in heaven. And she gave an example saying that when the Bible says we are Eden, we are in Christ. We are Eden in Christ. That means that way the garden of the Eden was. Then I said, okay, let's go to the Bible. When the Bible says that God blessed them and he said, multiply, replenish the earth, and so on and so forth, how can the same God who gave them the ability to multiply on earth is going to take them now to heaven? Does that really make sense? I say, yeah, please. I say, hey, let not us try to interpret. And I asked that lady a question. I said, Mama, please, I respect your ministry, but tell me, where did you get this? She's responding to me as saying that you need to ask God to give you the revelation. You see the problem? Revelation. Yeah. Because I don't know. You got it from where? It's a revelation. But what the truth is, the Bible is not saying that. You are bringing something in order to look good or to look important. And to make people believe that what you have, you got it from the Father. Where? That's the problem with the truth. The truth has to be left alone, the way it is written. And Christ made sure that he may not leave the disciples unattended. Because whenever he will speak something in parable, when he finished, we go with them and say, listen, what I was saying there, this is the truth. This is what it is. So they may not be confused. And us as children of God, we have to read the Bible carefully. Let not just take the first verse and second and then you stop there. Read the context. Read the whole chapter. Understand what was said and you'll come up with the truth and not something that some people are saying.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Muruti. We are taking your calls 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. The misinterpretation of truth, some of the most common factors where we see the truth being misinterpreted. We're talking about that. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And you can also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. 657-2729. And let's hear what you say on the matter. Now, it happens much of the times that misinterpretations come about, and someone would say, but hey, Ray, it is just an honest mistake that is being done. But the thing is, I worry when it becomes a century-old interpretation and accepted truth. It becomes a problem when things are like that. That's That's where I find it quite problematic. But anyway, let's hear what you say. Send us a WhatsApp, 082657-2729. Much of the times when we see the truth being misunderstood. Let's hear you.
Amogela melaetsa ya thero, tutloetso le kgothatso ya letsatsi lengwe le lengwe mo Facebook pageng ya rona. Nna leloko la Facebook page ya Radio Pulpit gompieno.
But there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, we are talking about misunderstanding the truth much of the times. Now, we seem to be people who are full of, you know, interpretations much of the times. And there are also misinterpretations that come as if they are confrontations. And we see that on social networks. Just as Pastor Sam was saying, Luke chapter 20, verses 1 and 2, and it came to pass one of the days that he was preaching. The people in the temple, he was preaching the people in the temple and preaching the gospel, that the chief priests and the scribes with the elders confronted him, and they spoke, saying to him, "Tell us by what authority you are doing these things, or who is the one who gave you this authority?" Now, I'm saying this basically because there is a misunderstanding of truth even here. And I'm saying this in the light of hearing Pastor Sam saying, a person says, no, you need to get the revelation. I have heard this many times, even in many seminars, marriages and funerals. Someone would say, we want to call those who want to speak, but you must be someone who has been ordained with the papers. You must show us the papers of the authority of you to come to speak to us. And there is more of an understanding of earthly sanctions rather than the acceptance of the divine unction that we see these days. So I can become a pastor actually without being called by the Father. This is a misunderstanding of truth. Just an example. Muruti?
Yes. My brother, I'm going to read something and then, yeah, follow it through. Colossians chapter 2, he says, he who writes, and that is Paul, from verse 16, "So let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a feast or a new moon or Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to be.
Yeah.
But the body is of Christ. Let no one cheat you of your reward. Willing in humble attitude and religion of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, pointlessly puffed up under his fleshly mind." Although I read three verses, I want to stress fleshly mind. If one is born again and they don't do or they don't go through what Romans chapter 12 says, which is to have their mind refreshed, they still retain the fleshly mind. And Romans chapter 7 gives us the practical way that that mind and all that are affected by that mind too, you see a tug of war in a believer. That which the believer wants to do, he does not practice. But that which he does not want to do, that's what he finds or she finds herself practicing. Then chapter 8 tells us, because at the end of chapter 7, he says, woe to me, who is going to help me out of this body of death? And then the solution, the answer is in chapter 8, which says, for there is now no condemnation for them that are in Christ, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And then it continues, and then it says, anyone who accentuates the things of the flesh is at enmity with God, because the flesh is unable, or the fleshly temperament is unable to obey the law of God. But anyone who accentuates the things of the Spirit experiences life and peace. Now, Christ himself has told us in John chapter 8, verse 32, when he was speaking to the Jews who believed in him, he said to them, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, or you are authentically my disciples, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall liberate you. Meaning, we actually come to know the truth properly when we abide in the word of Christ, because the word of Christ is spirit. Outside of the word of Christ, our problem is the fleshly mind. Because the fleshly mind, what it does, it appropriates the things of God in the context of the flesh. And then you start seeing divisions and fightings and all. Why? Because the fleshly minds are trying to appropriate the things of God. The only way to walk in peace in these things is to be led, number one, by the Spirit, and to base everything on the word of God, which is the will of the Father. That's what the Father wants. And then, when we walk that way, when we walk that way, the first challenge which we have is this. We find that the word challenges our natural inclination. And that's where Christ was saying, anyone who wants to follow him must completely deny themselves. In other words, I'm going to give an example. Here I am, it's me, Karabo. I have been called by the Father to preach the word.
Yes.
But I like a certain Armani suit. I like this, I like that. Now, immediately, I obey him. I suddenly find myself not, you know, it's like, money goes away from me. I can't buy those. Now the problem is this: I'm strung between two things. I want to do that which God said I must do, which is to preach, and at the same time, I want to appear the way I feel comfortable when I. Now the totally denying myself is to say, I will go, Lord, even if I cannot afford the Armani suit. And you know what happens? Then the next thing I get given, you know, those pants which some people used to wear in the past. They are not chinos, they are not a cotton. They are this type which is like tirlin, or if you know, I don't know if people know, still know tirlin what it is. And they look, you know, anybody when they look at you, they cannot but stifle the laughter in there. And you find that is what you get given. You are given clothes that actually embarrass you.
Yeah.
Now, the issue is this. If you are walking in the spirit, you will go and do what the Father said you must do, yes, regardless of those things. But the flesh will always want you to do what you want. And chapter 7 of Romans tells us just that thing, that there is this conflict. And that conflict is for every one of us. And anyone that wins that conflict, they don't win it by their own ability. They win by yielding to the Spirit of Christ and rejecting their inclinations. And that way, we start then to experience the truth. And as I said earlier, we don't have the full truth at the beginning. It is progressive as we grow. Yet the little that I have, just like a baby, gets milk.
Yeah.
But in the milk, you have all the nutrients.
Mm.
But when I am older, I eat meat, I eat this, I eat that, and those nutrients are there. But you don't give a baby the meat, the pump, the other stuff that is heavy for them. The nutrients are there even in the milk, as they are there in the solid food, as Hebrews chapter 5. And I mean, yes, Hebrews chapter 5 tells us, I think it's around verse 12 and 13, that those who eat solid meat are those who, by practice, have learned to discern properly and utilize properly the word of righteousness. Mm-hmm. What is this word of righteousness? It is the truth. But again, we need to understand the truth is not just a concept. It is a being. The being who came and walked amongst us, became a human being and walked the truth amongst us, so that when we listen to him, when we obey him, and we have everything he has given us in the Gospels and in the letters, when we obey such, we are walking in the truth. We are feeding on the truth. And the issue of misunderstanding fades away. I want to conclude here, my brother, by saying this. There are many times where you would say something, or Pastor Kabamba would say something, or another person could say something where I disagree.
Mm.
But what God taught me is this. You disagree because you are both of you, or whoever you are listening to, you are not at the same levels of appropriating the truth.
Mm.
You do not focus on that. You focus on the fact that the basic truth that you believe in the Messiah, you are in the Messiah, you eat on his word, you feed on his spirit, both of you.
Mm.
What you don't understand, where you park it, appropriate your brother on the basis of you are brothers in Christ and continue. And many times, my brother, God has shown me, when I grow a little bit more in the truth, then I realize, I was wrong there because I had not yet known such and such a thing about the Messiah.
Mm.
Otherwise, if I had become upset and I start my denomination, you start your denomination, we start on half-baked truth because we thought we had already arrived at the winning post, when we have not yet arrived.
I hear you. I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. How in many instances and times we have seen quite a lot of people really misunderstanding the truth being misunderstood by us even in current times. We're talking about that. And of course, also, Victoria Pinar, I see your message there. We will pray. We will pray. For Johan and Amen, we will pray. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Truth being misunderstood much of the times, and what happens when the truth is misunderstood, the divisions and effects that it causes amongst us.
Advertiser e business lakho ku Radio Pulpit ube semgangathweni. I Radio Pulpit iyibrand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane futhi inabalaleli abadlula u 400,000. Sesinama package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zoku-advertiser ukuze ibhizinisi lakho likhule. Uma ufuna uku-advertiser, thinta uSanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku 37871. I-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.